Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Michelle. Ooh. Breaking up.
We share and care with love all through the land. Communicate and collaborate.
They want
to break
it up.
We give, showing others how to live. We care and share with love all through the land.
They
want
to.
Well, welcome back to part two of Mindful Monday. Tiffany Jones with an I. Tiffany with an I is going to come on with us briefly. We had to close out Black History Month, which we know Black History is every day, each and every day. But since we were celebrating Black History, I had to close it out with a hidden treasure, which was Mrs. Eileen Harris, a walking legend amongst us in the community. She was in part one today, and she's such a busy lady. I had to get her when I could get her. I didn't want to bring her in March, so we just closed out Black History Celebration with Eileen Harris. She has a book out there called Eileen. And Tiffany had come on with us a bit, had to break it down into parts, but we do what we have to do. But before we get going, I want to remind you to resolve to be the sun, that no matter what problems you may face, the dawn will always break, fine weather will always return, and spring will never fail to come. See, winter always turns into spring on that. And before we get started here, I'd just like to share with you, I hope each and every one of you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I know there were listeners in to part one with Miss Eileen Harris. She has a book called Eileen. You must get that book. She is the first African-American female scientist for Chevron, okay? Yeah, and that was way back. We were walking around with a hidden treasure, and she cares about the youth, and also a member of the National Congress of Black Women. She's the president of the L.A. chapter, and there's a youth division that can run the world, okay? Because those ladies really direct them, take care of them, and their words are, we're here to help you. So before we get going, let's just listen to this. Welcome to part two of Mindful Monday.
Oh.
We must be fearless out here, you know, just keep moving. You can make mistakes. It's okay to make mistakes. Just learn from them and keep on moving forward. We believe in education and unification and community over here. We're all about the youth, but we also have to keep ourselves balanced because you must stay balanced. You, so that you can show others how to do the same thing. It takes hard work, but we can get it done. What do you think about this mask mandate? I'm so confused. I hear one thing and this and that. I'm just going to keep my 6 masks on that I wear, okay, for a minute. Okay, I'm just going to do that. It's okay. I've gotten used to it. I know you've gotten used to it, too. So just be mindful out there. Use your own discretion with your own health and your own life, okay? I don't really know where this is going to, what it's going to do. I'm just totally confused, okay? I do a lot of research, but still confusing. So let's just continue to do what we have to do. Stay confused out here together. Just stay safe, stay healthy, stay aware, stay observant. And most of all, we here want you to stay woke. So we're going to play. I think Miss Tiffany is coming in off of her project. She's a very busy lady. She needs a few more minutes. And we had to move the time out. So that was a switch up. So let's just listen to some more information. Waking up.
Get up. God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you
gonna we gonna
do?
Stand up for
yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
so you better
get up.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape. So I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. Believe there's nothing you can't overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything.
With
That's right. I want you to be mindful. Keep those dreams and those goals out there. Don't ever, ever give up. And I have Miss Tiffany on the line with us. Tiffany with I see it, I get it done, and I complete it. And she's going to give you some mindful thoughts briefly because, like I said, we had to go on late. Tiffany, are you on the air with us this evening?
I am. Good evening. So sorry I couldn't get in online before. I don't know what was going on. I was trying to connect.
Well, you know, when you're dealing with technology, we understand that, and you must. I must appreciate you for allowing us to push this out. You know, I know that you have projects over there, and we also have technology problems and project crisis and everything, but we had to wrap out our Black History Month with Arlene Harris, the first African-American female scientist, and she is a hidden treasure, and she's walking amongst us through all these communities, and we had to hear from her. So let us know some thoughts here that you can take us out on. We got a few minutes here. We appreciate you. I know you're a busy lady, so let's just carry it on out.
Well, I think as we're starting to see, especially like the political landscape and other industries, the recognition of Black women, and that's great. It's nice to see. I was at the bookstore Barnes & Noble the other day, and it was Stacey Abrams with, I believe her last name is, oh goodness, Hudson. Maybe it started with an H. I really didn't catch it, but I saw Stacey Abrams, and she's co-authoring it with someone else. So it speaks to the rise of women, especially in politics, you know, affiliated with organizations, politics, and women are just on the rise in different ways in the business sector. So which is great. It's very, very nice to see. We have someone that's coming in for the U.S. Supreme Court that they're thinking about putting on the U.S. Supreme Court, which is a Black woman as a judge to the U.S. Supreme Court, and that's good. So, you know, and just as Ms. Harris, she's the, you know, one of the first Black women to be at Chevron, you know, that speaks to the culture of things and how, you know, now it's not so that women are hiding anymore, that they're brought forth and recognized. And that's a great thing to see in our, you know, in our culture today.
Yes, it is. Well, you know, there are some women that they were going to get that recognition no matter what, you know, because they put on those high knee boots and kick in those doors. And that's what it takes to get out there. But it is refreshing, and we know what the fight is, what the struggle is. But, you know, like I said, this event that we've gone through, I call it an event, and that we're still going through, it's like a change in poison into medicine, okay? Because it's definitely a poison. But coming out of that, the medicine that we're taking, you know, the initiative, the creativity to understanding what you can do with and what you don't have to have. And it's really the medicine that made you dig deep into so you could find out who you really are, okay? And these, you've been in the political arena for quite some time, and so have I. So we know what it's like out there, and you really have to wear knee-high boots when you're stepping, okay, because we're totally, totally for justice, and we're about social justice, and when, you know, everybody's not about the same thing. So everybody's not going to be on the same page, and you're going to have a lot of different type of conversations. But to see the opening, you know, and it's always been. Women are the nurturers. Women get things done. The men are there, but it's the women. The women are the nurturers because we have a nurture attitude, you know. We're just nurturers, but we have had to put on those knee-high boots and do what we have to do. I'm so glad that you brought that up because, yes, the rise of women, I like that. I'm going to put a big check mark by it and add it in.
Because there is a, especially culturally in the Black and brown and black or black and brown community, it's, you know, the rise is very prevalent. You can start seeing, you know, like, for instance, the mayoral race that is taking place soon. You know, you have Karen Bass, you have a few of, you know, you have a few people. I'm just saying, you have Karen Bass. This time you have, you know, the U.S. Superior Court, the nominee for that. You know, and then recognizing Stacey Abrams, that she did a book and she co-authored it with someone else. And it's just, it's nice to see, because I don't think it's really that, some say, well, it's probably, you know, affirmative action, again. Maybe some people feel that some of these people nominated into these positions may not have the merit. But I just think that it's good that we're starting to be recognized, and the recognition is most important, you know. Truly, you know, people, I mean, I guess you don't make it that far to be recognized as a judge for the U.S. Supreme Court if you didn't have some kind of experience, some kind of merit, some accomplishment, some credentials in your career to justify that. So, but again, it's nice to see, and it's nice to know that it's about the recognition, not so much we're forced to put you in there.
Right, right. Because, yeah, you step up in there when you put on those boots, you know how to walk in them. Because no one is going to put on a knee-high boot and don't know how to stand and move around in them. They won't do that. And when you say, I have the merit of whatever, who is to put that measure, that gauge out there? You know, I just, I don't know. It doesn't really matter what they think. It's what the person that's in the, that's running, that's going for it thinks. And evidently, they're stepping into their greatness. And what I like about them, you know, through researching and stuff, they are the type of women that are stepping into their greatness, and they're going to take others with them. Okay, that's what I'm feeling. So it's good example, and like you say, the recognition, and it's good for the babies. Okay, like I mentioned to you, the young adults that have the National Congress of Black Women, that youth division. I think that CEO is 17 years old. Okay. So they get that good direction, and they get the good mentoring. It's always good. So these ladies that are stepping up there, they have mentors. That's why I tell the young adults, find one, okay? You find a good mentor, and a good mentor always wants you to succeed and go past them, okay? If you got one that's trying to keep you locked up in the closet, then that's not the one you want to be around, okay? But Tiffany, I'm looking here. We had to come on with part two. We just had to have you with Mindful Monday. I appreciate you coming in, you know, later, but I had to get Eileen Harris on here, because as I said, that's another hidden treasure, and she's walking in high tall knee high boots herself, okay? And it's just good, like you say, for the women and the black, brown, whoever, women, to just there. It's the rise of the women, and it's a good feeling. So it makes those that are still thinking about it or wondering who they are, what they want to do, they're looking at some good examples. Wouldn't you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, women have for so long been a, their road has been quite hard, and that's just all over the board. It hasn't just been in one culture, so to speak. So, like I said, I celebrate all people and their accomplishments and, you know, doing what they do, because you don't know how hard it is to be, you know, in some of these positions. People think it's easy. People don't really know what it takes. And then, you know, you criticize someone for what they do or don't do, but it's not as if they did the job themselves. It's like, well, are you doing that? And are, you know, do you want to run for the position? Because maybe you have better ideas.
Right.
But, you know, I really applaud those who put full effort into, you know, doing things with society, whether it's an organization, whether they're getting into politics, no matter what, whether it's, you know, private sector. And as in Ms. Harris's case, she went in to be a scientist and in a very renowned
and still
company.
Out here in the communities. Like, and what I'd like for us to do, I'm going to have a start a book club. We're getting ready to round it down. We're going to make that a topic of book clubs, the importance of them for literacy, for the young adults, the importance of storytelling, the importance of using their voice. So on that note, we're going to have to say those are our mindful thoughts that we're giving you. We're going into part two. We're doing something a little different so we could give it in for everybody. Listeners, this is Tiffany. Tiffany with an I. I see it. I get it done. And I get the completion of it. Tiffany, we love you. I'm going to take us out. And please go back to your projects and enjoy your evening. Thank you. Thank you again.
Well, thank you
for
so,
pushing it
so
back
very much.
Oh. Okay, we
thank
love you.
Love you, sis.
Thank you.
As around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving. And the rosebuds know the bloom in early May. And since hate knows love's a cure, you can rest your mind secure that I'll be loving you.
Breaking up with Linda, Miss Sharon.
You
said
it,
girl.
Sharon,
yeah.
Sharon, yeah. We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.